it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. I'm not used to doing all this by myself here, Rob. A little miscue to start things off. This is The Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. Let me tell you what that was we just heard. Jimmy Crane was that last thing with Spooky Village. Billy the Kid with Crazy Guitar. Pat and the Satellites with Jupiter C. Albert and Charles with Weird. You know what I have to do to say that? Hang on 1 second, folks. This is what I was trying to do when I realized the song was over. Albert and Charles with Weird.
Weird.
There we go. That sounds much better, right? The Rhythm Rockers with Electric Theme. And, yes, the radio family has, like I said, had most of the rest of the summer off because we're a little burnt out, and I'm just going to do the loud and loathsome thing. We got a vibe report coming in, you know, 5:30, 4:30. I think Il Bruch might call from Portland, Maine, where he's playing a clam bake. And what else do we have for you today? Oh, I think we got a VOM. We got a Return of the Jailbait set by request, and since it's a timely thing, we got a Hillbilly Hangover, the Return of Soul Caboose by popular request. And let's get started with one more. Tonalizing, bongo driving, pell-mell, rhythmic romp from here to wherever the hell I feel like going. And let's get some of the requests out of the way early with K. Ray.
Because I fell in love. Because I never.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Jerry Lane, always river down.
I love you so,
love you so, love you so. Cry, cry, baby, cry, cry, baby.
That's what they call me now.
No, no, I can't help it. I can't help it.
I am just a fool in love. I'm trying now to get you off my mind. I need some wine, but I only have a dime.
God, please help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Get this woman.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Thank you. jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange doing the solo flight. Hey, this, I forgot how hard it is to do all this stuff by myself. So, you know, keep your scorecard handy for more miscues, fouled up intros, and whatnot. Anyway, let's go back over what we just did. Pee Wee Creighton with Wild Hop.
Wild Hop.
Don Willis with Boppin' High School Baby. That's on the Satellite label, which later became the Stax label, the soul label. There you go. Marvin and Johnny with Baby Doll. Johnny Klein with Rebecca. The Olympics with Chicken. We opened up with K.R.A. by request, and I want some of that.
Some of that.
And how, I guess we can do some news or something, announcements. Let me, I didn't get a chance to even think about it. But I know we got some ridiculous news. This is, the most interesting news of the week is three in a rap band charged with rape of teen. A singer and two crew members of LL Cool J's rap band were charged with raping a 15-year-old girl who had gone backstage with a pass she won in a radio contest. The girl told authorities that six to eight men taunted her during the assault and made comments such as, "When is it going to be our turn?" Singer David James Parker, 26, band technician Gary Chris Saunders, 22, both of New York City, and two of LL Cool J's bodyguards, Christopher Elias Tisiporis of Union City, and who was the other one? Doesn't say the other one's name. They were all charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct. This happened in Minneapolis. LL Cool J actually was not even there. He wasn't even on tour. They were just guys who work for him sometimes, and they were, I guess they were on tour, must have been on tour with somebody else, but he's sort of getting his name all over the paper for it. But they were, I guess they can all face up to 20 years in prison and $35,000 fines. Let's see if there's anything else interesting about this. Oh, right, that this guy, Tisiporis, invited the girls to accompany him into a limo. The group's limo, and then they whisked them away to a hotel room, and that's where the young girl claimed she was raped. So, there you go. Weirdness in the music industry thing. Oh, one more news story for now. Well, I can't seem to get everything working together, so I'm gonna have to play some records. One more news story, though. Discount for Jesus is too devilish. Born-again gas station owner Jerry Harrison, 46, is facing 6 months probation for this is in Pensacola, Florida, for violating a law barring visual cluttering with a sign advertising 10% discounts on gas to those whom Jesus loves. Who makes that decision about how to decide who Jesus loves? I don't know. But he is facing 6 months in probation for it. So there you go. Anyway, let me get myself set up here and do this thing. So we got one queued up, the Vikings. I don't think I ever played this one before. It's a good one.
She's sweet. She's the coolest girl you'll ever meet. She's cool. Oh, real cool. Oh, yeah, she's cool. One day as I was driving home, I saw this little girl. She was walking all alone. I said, "Hey, honey, how about a ride?" Daddy in off the track, cycle, she was cool. Oh, real cool. Oh, yeah. It was going, let's go, boy, let's go. We didn't come home until way, way late. As I was ringing her front doorbell, there was a daddy, he was yelling like, "Oh, oh, real cool. Oh, yeah, he was going on a show. Coolest girl you'll ever meet.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Bop, 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 bop You know, in teen jive talk, the phrases come and go. I've been hearing cool or coolant for the past couple of years. It might catch on. Then there's groove it in the groove. Now I'm hearing super. I asked some kids over at McClymonds High School the meaning of super, superior, supreme, a guy who eats a lot of soup. They said, no, jumping, it's just crazy, super. Well, whatever the case, here's one that's cool, crazy, in the groove, super.
Excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. I think I got it. I think I got technology licked here. In fact, I'm licking technology as we speak. All right, that was Rex Garvin and his Mighty Cravers with Strange Happenings. We heard the Veritones with Pink Pedal Pushers, Chuck Higgins and the Blacksmith Blues, Bo Tolliver and the Timers with Farmdale Rock. We opened up with the Vikings and She's Cool. And there you go. So we're into it. Okay, announcements. There isn't a whole hell of a lot going on, but we'll go through it. Okay, the Fleshtones featuring their new bass player, Andy Chernoff, formerly the Dictators. And I guess, I don't know if he's still with Wild Kingdom or not. But he's in there, and they're at Maxwell's tonight. Monday night at the Lone Star, Ruth Brown returns. Next Friday and Saturday, boy, this is a good one. Doug Somm will be at the Lone Star Roadhouse on 52nd Street. That's a horrible place, but Doug Somm rarely gets to New York, and he's almost always great. Wednesday at the new Big Tramps that I've not been to yet is the NRBQ. Thursday night, the Empire State Soul Club meets at the North River Bar on Hudson Street, 145 Hudson Street, just below Canal. Tonight over at the Knitting Factory are those our lovable pals, the Panther Burns, who play good songs and cannot stay in tune. And let's see, there's this other thing I'm supposed to plug. Oh, this is Deb and Gary, who booked a strip, have this new thing. They're booking the Village Gate, and tonight they have the Creatures, the Phantom Five, and Aldo Powderhorn Jones, formerly of the Ben Vaughn Combo. And I'm supposed to give away some tickets to that, I guess, but I can't imagine. If you want them, just call. I'll give them to you. I don't care. I'm not in the mood for no contest or anything. Oh, what else is happening here today? We got a Soul Caboose coming up a little later. We got the VOM, State of the Vibe Report. We got our Jailbait set coming up later. We got a little bit of news right now. This is bad news. I mean, it's like from the What the Hell is Wrong with People department, sales of liquor weren't so swell in 88. Shipments of hard liquor fell last year to the lowest point ever since the industry began surveying sales in 1970, a development attributed to Americans' new love of health and fear of addiction. With only a few individual ups among the downs, sales of distilled goods fell 4.2% last year. Liquor sales on the whole last year were 2.5% below the 163 million cases shipped in 1970, the first year they started the survey. Industry experts blame the new American abstinence on a variety of factors, growing health consciousness, the aging of the baby boom generation, and powerful campaigns against drunk driving and intoxication by alcohol. Also the 21-year-old drinking age. Even beer sales went down in 1989. What's wrong with people? I mean, you can buy crack in any corner and nobody wants to drink anymore. Oh, we got any more news? It's been a pretty slow, stupid news week. I don't know what we have here. We'll do this one. Alabama Supreme Court ruled that Hank Williams' illegitimate daughter can share in the income from the late star's copyrights. It's about time. Hank Jr., he's rich enough. He's a pig anyway. He doesn't need all that money. The court, which had limited Stone's share of the income to copyrights generated after August 5, 1985, the date in which she initially filed her claim, but she does now have a claim in $1 million a year publishing catalog, probably more than that, actually. After William, what happened was, on October 15, 1952, the singer had signed an agreement between himself and one Bobby W. Jett, stating that he may be the father of the child Jett was carrying, and detailed his willingness to provide all financial support for the child and to become the sole custodian following its third birthday. After Williams' death, the baby was placed with the singer's mother, Lillian Williams Stone, who adopted it in 1954. Lillian Stone died the following year, and the child was adopted again in 1959 after a variety of foster homes. According to the documents, she did not know of her parentage until she was an adult. And the original judge threw her claim out because they said she waited too long to file the claim. But it looks like she's going to get what I guess is rightfully hers, and why not? Hate to see Hank Jr. get anything. I hate him. He's horrible. Anyway, enough of my blabber, But some more records. Got a good one queued up. Wayne Worley and the Worley Birds.
Well, that red-headed woman's about the meanest thing
I know. WFMU East Orange, by the way, don't you know?
And she won't do right or say, but I know.
Charlotte Motors Speedway. Billy Meyer, Don Schumacher, the Chi-Town Hustler, and Mr. Norm. March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Pro Stockers. Dino Don Nicholson, Barry Setzer, Gavin Roush, Roy Hills, Petty Prepared, Plymouth, the IHRA Southern Nationals. Top Fuel Dragsters, TV Tommy Ivo, Marvin Schwartz, and many, many more. The International Hot Rod Association presents the Southern Nationals Drag Race Championship, coming to Charlotte Motor Speedway March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Hurry and get your tickets now.
She just got back from a summer vacation. Flew into town and caught a real sensation. A trip to the city made her life real hip. She's a strawberry blonde and I'm ready to flip. And she's a moon. Hey, well, I wonder what this could be. I'm a turnin' jack. She's a gosh darn fast for me. Back, she's acting real strange. I wonder what made Georgia change. The way she talked gives me a chill. She said, "Oh, sugar daddy, you're from Crazy Bill." And she's a moving. Hey, hey, hey. Well, I wonder what this could be. I'm a telling the jack. She's doing rush darn fast for me. And then she zooms by.
In a moment.
She's got the pedal.
To the floor.
She sideswipe.
a Cadillac.
She completely ruined a Bonneville Pontiac. Well, I wonder what this
May's gone back to school. She's better mind the teacher's room. The way she talks gives me a chill. She said, do we teach you from Crazy Bill? And she don't move. Hey, 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 I wonder what this could be.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle
is the hound, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock, and this is WFMU East Orange listener-sponsored radio. And what all that was, okay, that was a super session, one of the very first of its sort. Andre Williams, Geno Parks, and the Diablos all jamming out there. Georgia May is moving. It's the flip side of the other version of Andre Williams singing Moving that we were playing a lot a while back. Jack and the Knights with Rock the Blues Away. Cleveland Crochet with Sugar Bee. The Four Lovers with Night Train, that high, stupid voice on the bridge there, that's Frankie Valli. The Midnighters with She's the One. The Moroccos with Red Hots and Chili Mac. And Wayne Worley with Redheaded Woman. And I think we gave away all the tickets to that show tonight over at the Village Gate. One thing I was going to add was that Gary Balaban is promising a super special guest star. And I don't know who that is. I have no idea who it might be. And it might be good. But if not, you know, Aldo Powderhorn Jones is the New York area's premier one-man band. And then there's the Creatures, who are from Pennsylvania, the Phantom Five. So go for that. And we'll do the rest of the renouncements right now so we don't have to do them again later. The Fleshtones at Maxwell's tonight, featuring Andy Chernoff on bass, new bass player, formerly the Dictators. Ruth Brown at the Lone Star Monday. Doug Somm next Friday and Saturday at the Lone Star. Panther Burns and the Hellcats over at the Knitting Factory. NRBQ at Tramps Wednesday. The Panther Burns is tonight. Empire State Soul Club Thursday at the North River Bar, Hudson Street, Manhattan, 9 o'clock I think it starts. That's the last one was good. You should go. It's a worthy cause. Anyway, I'm not really too into doing the news, but without Bruce to say something funny after every mistake I make. But I got this one thing that was sort of on my mind. Like, I'm really more into playing records today. But you know, this thing, nobody really noticed it. It got very little attention, but it flew through the House of Representatives. A bill. It hasn't gotten through the Senate yet, but a bill to limit or ban violence on TV. And I'm against any form of censorship in any way. And especially, you know, violence is what made TV what it is. I mean, there's very little what I would call violence on TV. But I guess they're bitching about too much violence. Anyway, there's this great little, it's almost like a violence pullout in this week's Variety. And pardon moi. Here we go with the top ten most violent shows on TV and the number of violent acts in them. Beverly Hills Cop, 36. A Man Called Hawk, 26. BL Striker, 23. The Hillside Strangler, 16. In the Heat of the Night, 15. Wildcats, 14. Equalizer, 13. Stroker Ace, 13. Now, this Beverly Hills Cop which is actually a movie, though, that they showed on TV. I guess, does that count? 36 Acts of Violence, that's pretty good for one show. But here we go. They have Death and Injury Report, how many, and how it works out in TV. The most deaths on TV were caused in beatings, pushings, and grabbings, 31. None by freezing or exposure. Other, 12, that's the winner. No deaths for drug sale or drug use on any TV show. Not much like real life. Shot or injured on ABC had 2, CBS had 2. Top shows without violence, they're all terrible shows. Cosby, Cheers, Golden Girls, Dear John, Alf. So there you go. And the little violence pullout, it is a good one. But for the idea that what exactly is Congress gonna say they can't do on TV, or how are they gonna limit the violence? I mean, who's gonna draw the line and where? It's ridiculous, especially with cable. I mean, they'll just limit what the networks can do, and then the cable networks are just gonna show, you know, the Terminator or whatever they want to show anyway. Just a way to make you pay for your violence. Is that it? Violence for the rich? Oh, well, I don't know. I think it's time for Hillbilly Hangover myself, and then we got the Vibe Report, and then we'll be halfway through, and I'll feel much better about this whole thing. Oh, you know, we got one more thing we're going to do before Hillbilly Hangover. We got the Travis Bickle Weather Report. Travis Bickle and the weather. Hold on 1 second. Hit it.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Thank you, Travis. Yeah, it wasn't funny last week either. Okay, Hillbilly Hangover, kicking it off with a little brush pile fire music sounds.
Burn, oh burn, oh brush pile burn. A lot of things I've got to learn. Got to lay down and take a nap. Get up pretty soon and go run fast. Oh, I caught a big cat.
Right now, listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
I just come down from across the slough. I'm a true loving daddy and I just won't do. I'm a high gear daddy, I don't care what I do. Well, come on, mama, let's strut our stuff. I'm a true loving daddy and I never had enough. I'm a high gear daddy, I don't care what I do. You got to ride me high. I'm a high gear daddy. There's nothing I won't do. Got a gal and she lives on the hill. She's a corn-fed mama, but I love her still. I'm a high gear daddy. I don't care what I do. Yeah. I don't care what I do. If you monkey with me, I will do you harm. I'm a high gear daddy. There's nothing I won't do. Woke up this morning, put my shoes on wrong. I'm a short couple daddy. I'm a long time gone. I'm a high gear daddy. I'm always on the go.
Here is Brother Allen interrupting this program with a very important bulletin.
This is Brother Allen personally. Numbers of my friends have been calling me inquiring about reports they have heard concerning me that are not true. People, as well as some preachers from pulpits, are announcing that I am dead. Do I sound like a dead man? My friend, I am not even sick. Only a moment ago I made reservations to fly into our current Kent campaign, where I'll see you there and make the devil a liar.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you got your man. Always take, never give, losing my will to live, just cause I love you so. Baby, you sure got your man.
bed makes me sad, feeling low. I got the blues, I can't live, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure not your man, feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. I'm the king of all fools. Are you brave? All the rules, and let my heart take the blow. Got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't do, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man.
They call her Shaggy Tramp. Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shaggy Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shaggy Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shaggy Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shaggy Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Every day and
dancing twice in the night, I cry. Yes, sometimes in the night, I cry.
Everybody, it's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. It looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Right, this is the Hound. That was the Hillbilly Hangover. I'm late for the Vibe Report today. Isn't that amazing? Buck Owens, Tiger by the Tail, counting backwards. The soon-to-be-late Charlie Feathers with Mama Oh Mama. Ernie Chafin, Feeling Low. Jimmy Davis, High Gear Daddy. Jim Keller and his Brush Burners with Brush Burn Fire, Air, Line, and the Skomeister.
Oh, Hound.
Roscoe.
Is that... Good feedback.
There it is. I got it. It's my headphones were too loud again.
Oh, I thought maybe it was the speakerphone.
You know,
speakerphone.
When I put the headphones on, I want the volume to be blowing my hair back, and unfortunately it feeds back into the microphone.
Well, you have to keep them on. You can't do that one hair off thing that you do when you sing those jingles.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, sorry I'm late.
Hey.
You know how it goes. I forgot how ridiculous it is to do this thing without yelling at four people to, you know, turn the echo on, get me a this, that. So,
yeah, you're out there completely deserted by all.
Loud and loathsome.
Loud and lonesome, loathsome.
Loathsome.
Yeah.
So we got the vibe today?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a rainy day, but it's sort of a metaphor for one Hound staffer's entire existence.
Ah, you mean the Denois.
Yeah, it brings me to the subject of Denois.
What are we going to do with that kid?
Well, you know, as years go by, I keep hoping that, you know, when he's spending so much time out there in front of Ray's Coffee that maybe it'll sink in and he actually will be the coffee achiever personified that we all know is inside him somewhere.
We all know.
I think
it's
piled under a bunch of dusty old books and legal pads full of unmailed letters.
To ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, something like that. But you know...
So you have a plan for the fella.
Well, Denois, you know, it's actually, you know, he is news everywhere you go, you know. People are talking, you know, what's with Den? You know, where's Den? You know, how come he's late? You know, How come it takes him so long to eat his food? You know, stuff like that. But the latest one is like, why does Dan want to get up in the early morning to kill himself on this physically exerting job that he's got?
I don't know. I think we got to find Dan a new job.
We all know that Dan's demeanor, personality, and, you know, just overall outlook on life would be much better suited if he was sleeping till his normal, you know, 3:30 thing and shuffling off to some bar to serve drinks hopefully as quickly as he could and listen to, you know, people's problems all night, you know?
I think he'd be happier attending bar somewhere myself.
And plus then he wouldn't have to worry about tipping because he'd be on the other side of the bar.
Right. So what we have to do, I guess, is find some bar owner out there.
Well, there's plenty of bar owners, you know, they're
listening
to the Hound Show.
To give Denois a job tending bar. I've worked in bars with Den, Club 57 and the No Say No. He's a fine bartender.
And he's got some, you know, extra qualities. He does have this, he does have a whole clique of really good looking, little bit lonely girls that follow him around and
girls
maybe,
love Den.
Maybe sometime Den will figure out exactly what they're doing there.
Yeah.
As they wait for him. But hopefully they'd be, you know, sucking up drinks at somebody's bar. And
he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. And he's a hell of a light man, too.
Yep. So,
he did the
bar owners, you can call, I can be like the, what do you call it? What's that word? It's some
intermediary?
Yeah, I was thinking of the French word, liaison.
Lucky Pierre?
Okay, I'll handle this situation. Now, you can call 201-266-7900 and give Den a job tending bar. Now, I'm assuming it's got to be in Manhattan because he's a little hard to get him moving it far away.
Well, if I could throw the hint out even further, it's got to be someplace with windows.
Oh, that would be a good place, yeah.
And someplace where we can go and, you know, take the payoff. It also
reap the benefits.
It also means
of our employment
agency
here.
If he does get a job and he has to quit this other job, then whoever hires him owes Jack 2 6-packs a week because Dan has been paying Jack 1 6-pack a week for getting him the construction job. So if we're gonna move Dan, then it's got to be 2 6-packs to Jack.
It's negotiable. We can get him some bingo.
Right.
We get him some bingo. Jack will be happy.
Call the Hound and
call the Hound and give Denois a job. 201-266-7900. So that's today's vibe. We're gonna put this fella to work in a capacity that will serve us and the public in general.
How about it? Yeah, and then maybe Den can start buying like cartons of pre-rolled cigarettes.
Yeah, that would be good.
It'll be a sort of a quality of life notch situation.
Woo!
The
phone's lit up already.
All right, that's great. I'll get out of here and make room for all these offers on the Den scene.
Okay, Roscoe, thank you. Better ideas for better living with the SCO, folks.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. And it's time for the VOM set. Where's that sound we love? I love that sound. It's time for the VOM set, which we're going to kick off in style. We got a brand new thing Roscoe recorded with his four-track in his room. Instrumental thing. And it's called, but of course, How About It? First time anybody's ever heard it except like me and Roscoe and three or four other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Opal Bogus Evelyn Gay. She ran into some sisters that turned her right on. Her heritage got in our way.
Her clothes come from Ghana and she prays to the east. She goes to take the white man's flag.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
This is a hit! Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Yeah, you can score that one. Let's see, we had a miscue. I left the record playing through, and I accidentally threw the drums in the middle of it. Okay, I'm down by three for this 5 minutes. So what? Anyhow, what do we hear? That was the Vom set. That was Cordell Jackson, her brand new record. That's called Beale Street. Record's called The Split. It's a four-song EP. I've seen it around, like at Final Vinyl, Midnight, Hideout. Those places have it. Buy it. It's great. Counting backwards, we're at ZZ Top with Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. The Dictators with Back to Africa. Neil Young and The Restless. I got a couple of calls about that one. I'll tell you what it is. It's Neil Young, his new band, The Restless. It's just that rhythm section that was with that bad horn rock band he had. Mr. Soul, that was recorded live in Eureka, California recently, sometime like pretty recently. I don't know exactly the day. And we opened up with Roscoe and How About It. And that was, he did that in his bedroom after being inspired by one hearing of the Cordell Jackson record. So it's nice. Art is contagious. Ugh. Anyhow, what else is in the news? So Bucky Dent took over the Yankees. Actually, I sort of was expecting that myself. I thought we really wish they would have let him wait, take over the team at the end of the season so he could have built his own team and not inherited this nightmare, this Dallas Green, George Steinbrenner nightmare. How could the Yankees have gotten rid of everybody on the team that I like, just about, you know, got rid of everybody and not gotten any pitchers? You know, go forth and figure, folks. Oh, what else we have newsworthy things, items? So, did I tell you about the rap rape? Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, here's a guy we were talking about, you know, the liquor sales are down. Now, here's a cool guy who isn't afraid to speak his mind, Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams defends his association with Colt 45 Malt Liquor, saying criticism of liquor advertisements that target blacks is overblown. Quote, I think people are getting a little ridiculous. We don't want to start picketing anything. The whole focus should be not so much on the beer, but on how you lead your life. Black leaders in Detroit citing studies showing more alcohol and tobacco-related health problems among blacks than whites have been sharply critical of his advertisements. According to Williams, you can't legislate morality. There you go. What a guy. Mr. Babe Killer himself, Billy D. Williams. Okay, let's just go on with this thing. This is The Hound, WFMU East Orange. Anyway, we got a Soul Caboose coming up, and you Soul fans, the Empire State Soul Club this Thursday at the North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan. Let's kick it off with King Curtis. How about it? Thank you.
would like the label industry to get with J&H Production as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Production will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Production back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Production.
Well, I'm a man who tames the thunder. I catch the lightning in my bare hand. Oh, well, I take all the fella women. They say I do the things that no one else can. Call I'm a man.
I'm the man.
And if you don't believe what I say is true, I'm gonna have to put the hurt on you. Now all the trees bow down before me every time that I walk by. And all the girls adore me. They say that I'm quite a guy. Cause I'm a man.
I'm the man. Whoa, the mighty rough man.
I'm the man.
Mighty, 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 mighty rough man.
And if you don't believe what I say is true, I'm gonna have to put the hurt on you. I'm not hot meat or raw. Some people think that I'm evil, but I just have to show them who's boss. Well, now when I walk down the avenue, all the fellas get back to let me by. And when the women see me, they just smile and say, my, oh my, cause I'm a man.
I'm the man, I'm the
man. Some people think that I'm evil, but I just have to show them who's boss. Well, now when I walk down the avenue, all the fellas get back to let me by. And when the women see me, they just smile and say, my, oh my, cause I'm the man.
I'm the man.
I would like for a response to a J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that will be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseums that he gave you a picture of on the paper. J&H Productions will give the label a percentage of J&H Productions. Or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows, and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Productions is going to give, and J&H Production will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows. I will wait to hear from you as far as Warner Brothers pertaining to J&H Productions and the shows that he will give in the Coliseums and the stadiums.
People are standing all around at a shotgun wedding here in this town, and I'm the victim, and oh yeah, of a shotgun wedding. Cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh yeah.
Enclosing a picture from the Cincinnati as far as the Coliseum and the stadium right next to it, and I will like for you to do the shows with J&H Productions pertaining to Cincinnati and other cities. I am getting ready to sign off and will wait for a response back from you pertaining to these shows in the stadiums and the Coliseums pertaining to indoors and outdoors events. Thank you, and have a good morning or a good afternoon pertaining to hearing this tape from J&H Productions International. From you. Thank you.
About it on a drowning man. You're pouring water warm me with your kissing. Then you leave me in the cold. How can I know your wishes when you tell me what I've never been told?
P.S. This was a tape to Motown, Warner Brothers, and Capitol to let them know where J&H Productions will be giving his shows. And after I sent it out, I got a response back from the Cavalcade of Stars under Warner Brothers. They had sent me a brochure of the agency that have all of their stars. This is some of the stars. Dolly Parton, the Oak Ridge Boys, Kenny Rogers. It's just stars after stars after stars that they have sent me from this agency under Warner Brothers pertaining to the shows. J&H Productions will wait to hear from you with a delegate from your business as far as the corporate heads of your business pertaining to setting up a contract and talking money pertaining to getting these stars and putting them to work.
About a little trouble I had, that's all. You know, I woke up early one morning, children. But before I go any further, I just want to tell you that I didn't have but 2 eggs for my breakfast that morning. And children, the cat had to jump up on the table and knock them off, and now they're gone. But I did have a strip of bacon and an icebox, children. But when I switched on my gas, I found a man that cut my gas off. And just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. When I sat down in my old easy chair, children, when I switched on the lights, I found a man that cut my lights off, too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got in my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. But just as I was walking through my front door, I heard the phone when it rang. The only girl in the world that I ever loved, children, called me and said, Clarence, I want you to loan me $5. But Lonnie hurt me so bad when I had to tell her that I didn't have but 50 cents of my name and it had a hole in it, and she put me down. Then, children, about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail and it said that if I didn't have my rent in by 5 o'clock, that I was going to have to get out of there. And Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor hadn't recorded it at that time. Then I guess I would have sang I Need to Belong to Someone, but Jerry Butler hadn't recorded his at that time. But as I was thinking, children, I couldn't help but feel the tears when they ran out my eyes. Me so little.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pertaining to the Hound, and that was today's Soul Caboose. Brought to you by J&H Productions. And that fella evidently went on in the music business, and that is how LaToya Jackson got where she is today. You thought she made it on her name alone, huh? Anyway, that was Clarence Ask with Trouble I've Known. We heard James Carr pouring water on a drowning man. Roy C. with Shotgun Wedding. The Dynamics with I'm the Man. And we opened up with King Curtis and Twistin' Time. Anyway, what was going on? Oh, yeah. Today's Radio Sight Gag. I've been doing this show like 3 years. I just figured this out. If I move the phone, if I put the phone on the floor, I can put my feet up. I mean, I feel about 50,000 times better. It took me 3.5 years to figure that out, and we'll probably be moving in any minute. Now, I bet I could, with a little bit of practice, I can work the board with my feet. I couldn't do any worse than I'm doing with my hands, eh? Anyway, we got one last news item, I guess, because, I mean, everybody's heard this story. Everybody knows the story, but it's just something I have strong feelings about. So, you know, this guy in the Yankees here, Louis Polonia, he got arrested a couple of days ago for his post-game sex mess with a 15-year-old girl. They caught him in a hotel room with a 15-year-old girl. Evidently, this girl was known around the ballpark, so to speak. And, you know, he can, I mean, theoretically, he can go to jail for that. But, of course, what'll happen is he'll give her and her mom a whole bunch of money and he won't have to go to jail. Now, I don't know why giving her a bunch of money would make it okay if it's not okay to begin with. But listen, this could really happen to anybody. I mean, that Rob Lowe thing, I mean, I have no use for Rob Lowe, but I kind of felt sorry for him. I mean, it happened to Jake LaMotta. This could happen to anybody. Like Jerry Lee Lewis said when he married his 12-year-old cousin, you know, she may look young and she may be young, but she's growed. And sometimes that's what happens. Anyway, so I got the Jailbait set queued up. I know some of these songs I'm sick of, but I figure I haven't played some of them in like a year. I haven't played, you know, a couple of them in like a year, and maybe some people never heard them before. But anyway, let's start it off with Louis Jordan.
Say, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking. That chick's too young to fry. Hey, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Gotta feed her steady till she gets ready. That chick's too young to fry. Take her back in the barnyard. Then let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up for better use. Hey, boy, there will come a time, someday by and by, she'll be ready for frying, so stop your crying, that chick's too young to fry.
Girl like Helen on the make for you. Or Christine. Well, if you have, then you'll know what this film is all about. If you haven't, then you're in for a lot of sizzling, shocking surprises.
Now I've got you.
Oh, what a mess.
This film is about underage girls who seduce older men, based entirely on case histories from juvenile court.
What did you say?
I just said I think I'm going to enjoy painting you.
Well, she looks so fine, dressed up in play. She starts to making love, she goes raving mad, but she's jailbait. San Quentin Quail. Let that young girl alone. You winds up in jail. Well, she's soft and any cotton ever comes out of a field. She'd rather make love and eat a decent meal, but she's the jailbait. San Quentin Quail. Let that young girl alone, man, before you winds up in jail. Well, all right, man. What I like about the damn, she can give you a whole lot of loving, and she ain't ashamed, but she's a jailbait. San Quentin Quail. Let that young girl alone before you wind up in jail. Well, she don't run around around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. She's the type of girl most of the men would like to marry, but she's jailbait. Sad question for you. Let that young girl alone before you winds up in jail.
They can think up the most fantastic ways to lure a man into the kind of trouble some men want and some men just dream about. Wait till you see what Judy does with all these men. Yeah. The Young Seducer. Totally free and completely without inhibitions, these girls go after sex anytime, any place, in every way you could possibly imagine.
Come along, the fellas, won't you rock with me? Even if you know me, you don't look free. I used to rock in a rocking chair, but now I can rock anywhere.
But you're too small. But we're too tall.
When you hear that beat with the dropping sound, go in the orb banana, leave the ground.
She's not quite 17, but already a woman. A young vixen, barely on the threshold of womanhood.
Vicky March, the babysitter.
Jailbait babysitter. She knows how to take care of you.
I'm ready. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jailbait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are my stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell you. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count, under eight. Another man in for jailbait. Please, Mr. Judge, just let me go this time. I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'm gonna leave that 20 young ones alone too. I'm gonna get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother these young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, and pertaining to prepubescent poontang. Can say that at this late stage of the game, I'm doing okay. All right, that was Andre Williams with Jailbait. We heard Katie Sweet, some actual singing Jailbait with I Love to Rock. Roosevelt Sykes with She Jailbait. Jerry Lee Lewis with Little Queenie. We opened up with Louis Jordan and That Chick's Too Young to Fry. I don't know why that. I feel like I should take up a cause in that subject, but I did, and that's it. Speaking of Jerry Lee Lewis, he's in the news again. He split with his former manager. Right, if it's his former manager, he split. The Department of Redundancy Department is on the line. Jerry Schilling was a former member of Elvis Presley's Memphis Mafia, and he says the split was due to some anti-Elvis statements Jerry Lee made in a recent magazine article. So, sensitive guy about it. Jerry Lee's always made anti-Elvis remarks. Here's in the Why Bother department. Warner Brothers seems to be moving ahead with A Face in the Crowd, a remake of the 1957 Bud Schulberg penned screen classic. It's a really great movie, one of my all-time favorites. Andy Griffith was in it. He plays this slime bag who comes off like a nice guy. In fact, Channel 9 showed it right after Ronald Reagan was elected, and it was so perfect and scary. One of the greatest things I've ever seen. Anyway, so they're doing a remake of this movie, and they want Don Johnson to star in it, and he isn't doing it, and instead they have Bruce Willis. I mean, if you're going to ruin one of my favorite movies, you can find somebody better to ruin it with than Bruce Willis. Anyway, we got some time left, and I still have a garbage bag full of 45s to get through, so let's kick it one time with pertaining to Hot Potato, Guitar Red. Good one. Thank you.
right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
I come a
Kilo
Ryan, I come a Kilo Faye. I come a Kilo Ryan.
See, our time is running out, and remember, next week we're going to we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas. We are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So thank.
Come on, my little baby, let's do the Billy Bob. Come on, my little baby, let's do the Billy Bob. Well, once you get started, you never want to stop. You put your right foot out and let the backbone slip. You put your right foot out and let your backbone slip. And then you lean way back and then you do a little skip. Oh, I did the chicken. I even did the slop. It all seemed real crazy. I did a little daily bop. Come on, my little baby, let's do the daily bop. Come on, my little baby, let's do the daily bop. Well, once you get started, you never won't stop. I even did the slop. It all seemed real crazy until I did a daily bop. Come on, my little baby, let's do the daily bop. Come on, my little baby, let's do the daily bop. Well, once you get started, you never won't stop. Ah, oh, come on.
So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them. and my black is. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down. Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank you, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope he didn't offend anybody.
I hear you knocking on my door. You can't come in. I don't want you no more. You're too late, my darling. You're too late.
How about it? I think we got through it. I got through it myself. How's that? Oh, what do we hear? That was the Plaids with My Pretty Baby. Duh, what else could that have possibly been called? Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann with It's Too Late. Rosie and the Originals with Give Me Love. That's the flip side of Angel Baby. That far and away the most retarded B-side ever. The Rockfellers with Orange Peel with Il Bruce Away. I can play it. He won't bitch that I play it too much. Roscoe Gordon with the Dilly Bop. Johnny and Joni with Kiro Ryan. And we open up with Guitar Red and Hot Potato. Oh, my little radio family, that just about wraps it up. It's time to say aloha, and we didn't seem to get a bartending job for Dan yet. We'll give you a little reminder here, and what's known here as Den's theme, and we'll give you a week to think about it. You know, you get Dan a job, tending bar, show everybody the power of radio, you know, and the power of my headphones feeding back, and, you know, remember, Den wants to be your slave. Glorious is up next, WFMU, East Orange, you know...